dwelling and barling here already, I see," said Keeley. "Let us join the throng."
"Throng," thought Mr. Baggins. "I don't like the sound of that. I really must sit down for a minute and collect my wits and have a drink." He had only just had a sip in the corner while the four dwarves sat around the table and talked about mines and gold and troubles with the goblins and the depredations of dragons and lots of other things which he did not understand and did not want to, for they sounded much too adventurous, when, ding-dong-a-ling-dang, his bell rang again, as if some naughty little hobbit boy was trying to pull the handle off. "Someone at the door," he said, blinking.
"Some four, I should say, by the sound," said Feely. "Besides, we saw them coming along behind us in the distance."
The poor little hobbit sat down in the hall and put his head in his hands and wondered what had happened and what was going to happen and whether they would all stay to supper. Then the bell rang again louder than ever and he had to run to the door. It was not four after all. It was five. Another dwarf had come along while he was wandering in the hall. He had hardly turned the knob before they were all inside, bowing and saying,
"At your service,"
one after another. Dori, Nori, Ori, Oin, and Gloin were their names, and very soon two purple hoods, a grey hood, a brown hood, and a white hood were hanging on the pegs, and off they marched with their broad hands stuck in their gold and silver belts to join the others. Already it had almost become a throng. Some called for ale, and some for porter, and one for coffee, and all of them for cakes, so the hobbit was kept very busy for a while. A big jug of coffee had just been set in the hearth. The seed cakes were gone, and the dwarves were starting on a round of buttered scones when there came a loud knock. Not a ring, but a hard rat-tat on the hobbit's beautiful green door. Somebody was banging with a stick. Bilbo rushed along the passage, very angry, and altogether bewildered and bewothered. This was the most awkward Wednesday he ever remembered. He pulled open the door with a jerk, and they all fell in, one on top of the other. More dwarves, four more, and there was Gandalf behind, leaning on his staff and laughing. He had made quite a dent on the beautiful door. He had also, by the way, knocked out the secret mark that he had put there the morning before.